Coming up next on Passion Struck, why are you so stupidly arrogant? These are the words Ray Dalio wishes he could have told his younger self. At 33, Dalio, now the founder of the world's largest hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates, made a bold prediction that nearly destroyed his career. This episode delves into the dangers of overconfidence, using Dalio's story to illustrate how confidence can easily become a liability. Join me as we explore the fine line between confidence and overconfidence, the psychological traps that ensnare even the best of us, and how failure can be our greatest teacher. Don't miss this insightful journey of humility and wisdom. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 492 of Passion Struck. A heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who return to the show every single week, eager to listen, learn, and discover new ways to live better, to be better, and most importantly, to make a meaningful impact in the world. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here, or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, we have episode starter packs, especially now that we're up to almost 500 episodes, that give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show. Either go to Spotify or passionstruck.com/starterpacks to get started. In case you missed it earlier this week, I had two enlightening conversations with Rachel Rogers and Clint Padgett. Rachel is the founder and CEO of Hello 7 and author of the groundbreaking book, We Should All Be Millionaires. In my episode with Rachel, we discuss her new companion guide to that book, Million Dollar Action, offering practical tools and transformative insights to help you achieve financial abundance. Clint Padgett is the CEO and president of Project Success. In our episode, we discuss unique strategies from his book, How Teams Triumph, and gain insights on fostering engagement, building resilient teams, and achieving project success. Don't miss the chance to learn from one of the best in the field. And if you like either of those episodes or my solo episode today, then we would definitely appreciate you sharing it with friends and family and giving it a 5-star rating and review. These reviews go such a long way in bringing more people into the Passion Struck community where we can help give them weekly doses of hope, meaning, inspiration, and so much more. And I know we and our guests love to hear your feedback and your suggestions for other topics that we need to cover and guests that you would love to hear on the show. Before I dive into today's Momentum Friday episode, I have some exciting news to share about my book, Passion Struck. For the first time ever, the ebook is being discounted from $14.99 to just 99 cents. And this is happening for a very limited time, from August 5th through August 18th. You can find it on Amazon, Apple, Google, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you purchase your ebooks. Now, let's get into today's episode. Ray Dalio, the legendary founder of Bridgewater Associates, is a towering figure in the financial world. With Bridgewater being the largest hedge fund globally, Dalio's success story is well known and widely admired. Yet, behind his remarkable success lies a lesser known but equally important chapter of his life, a chapter marked by overconfidence, failure, and profound learning. Have you ever been in an argument where you were sure that the point you made was the correct one, or made a decision you were certain of, only to find out that you were wrong all along? This happens to the best of us and is caused by a cognitive bias known as overconfidence. Ray Dalio experienced this firsthand in a significant and humbling way. Today, at 74, Dalio's insights are sought after by entrepreneurs and leaders worldwide. However, his journey could have taken a drastically different turn due to a critical mistake that he made in his early career. In a candid Reddit Ask Me Anything session, Dalio revealed that his younger self's arrogance almost drove Bridgewater into the ground. Reflecting on his past, he lamented, "Why are you so stupidly arrogant?" Today's episode explores these dangers of overconfidence through the lens of Ray Dalio's story. We'll delve into the psychology behind confidence versus overconfidence, examining how Dalio's journey provides critical insights into avoiding the pitfalls of overconfidence. By uncovering the key lessons from Dalio's experience, My goal here is to help individuals as well as organizations navigate their own challenges and foster a mindset of humility and critical thinking. Thank you for choosing Passionstruck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. Ray Dalio's career was marked by rapid success. After graduating from Harvard Business School, he founded Bridgewater Associates in 1975 at the age of 26. Initially operating out of his apartment, Dalio's firm quickly gained attention for its innovative approach to investment strategies. Bridgewater's focus on macroeconomic trends and Dalio's ability to foresee market movements set it apart from other firms. By his early 30s, Dalio had established himself as a formidable figure in the financial industry. Bridgewater's impressive performance and innovative strategies attracted a growing client base, including major institutional investors. Dalio's analytical skills and confidence in his methods earned him respect and admiration. The firm's robust performance during this period solidified its reputation, positioning Dalio as one of the rising stars in the world of finance. However, in 1982, Ray Dalio's career faced a major turning point. At 33, brimming with confidence from his previous successes, Dalio made a bold prediction. He was convinced that the global economy was on the brink of a severe depression. This prediction was based on his interpretation of economic indicators and a strong belief in his analytical prowess. Confident in his foresight, Dalio made substantial trades based on his belief, betting against the market. However, Dalio's conviction blinded him to the necessity of thorough historical research and the possibility that he could be wrong. When the opposite occurred, a sustained bull market, his overconfidence led to severe financial consequences. The U.S. economy began a prolonged period of growth, defying Dalio's predictions and resulting in significant losses for Bridgewater. The firm was hit hard, and Dalio himself was found in a dire financial situation. The impact was devastating. Dalio had to lay off employees and drastically downsize his operations. At one point, he even had to borrow $4,000 from his father to keep the business afloat. This period of intense financial strain and public embarrassment was a humbling experience for Dalio. He described it as a series of blows to the head, each one chipping away at his ego and forcing him to confront the reality of his overconfidence. This was a pivotal moment in Dalio's career. It shattered his illusion of infallibility and underscored the dangers of overconfidence. This experience taught him invaluable lessons about humility, the importance of rigorous research, and the necessity of questioning one's own assumptions. These lessons would later become foundational principles in his approach to investment and management, shaping the future success of Bridgewater Associates. Now that we've delved into Ray Dalio's story, let's discuss the psychology of overconfidence. Overconfidence bias is a cognitive phenomenon where an individual's subjective confidence in their judgments exceeds their objective accuracy. This bias is prevalent in various domains, particularly in high-stakes environments, such as finance, business, and sports. Overconfidence can lead to flawed decision-making, as individuals may underestimate risks, overlook crucial information, and fail to see alternative perspectives. Psychologically, overconfidence stems from a combination of cognitive and emotional factors. Cognitive biases, like the illusion of control and the Dunning-Kruger effect, play significant roles. The illusion of control is the tendency for people to overestimate their ability to influence events, leading them to take on more risk than warranted. The Dunning-Kruger effect, on the other hand, describes how individuals with low ability at a task overestimate their ability, while highly competent individuals may underestimate their relative competence. Emotionally, the desire for affirmation and success can cloud judgment. People naturally seek to validate their self-worth, which can result in an inflated self-confidence. The emotional need for success and recognition can drive individuals to make decisions without adequately thinking about the downside consequences or seeking out dissenting opinions. According to Dr. Daniel Kahneman, a Nobel Prize-winning psychologist and author of Thinking Fast and Slow, overconfidence is the most significant of the cognitive biases. It often leads people to be overly optimistic about the future and their ability to control it. Kahneman's research highlights how overconfidence can distort decision-making processes, making individuals blind to their own limitations and the potential for error. The subject of overconfidence has been thoroughly explored in the fields of psychology and behavioral economics, uncovering its intricate and far-reaching effects. According to experts Paul J. Healy, professor of economics at The Ohio State University, and UC Berkeley Haas Business School professor Don Moore, overconfidence manifests in three distinct forms. The first is overprecision, the tendency to be overly certain about the accuracy of one's beliefs. Studies show that people often provide overly narrow confidence intervals when asked to make estimates, reflecting undue certainty in their judgments. It also creates overplacement, the belief that one's abilities or performance are better than they actually are relative to others. For example, surveys consistently find that a majority of people rate themselves as above average drivers, which is statistically impossible. The last one is overestimation, which is the inclination to overestimate one's actual abilities, performance, or control over events. This can lead to an inflated sense of skill or influence. Recognizing these forms of overconfidence can pave the way for a more accurate self-assessment and better decision-making. So now that I've gone over the psychology of overconfidence, let's go through the dangers of it. The consequences of overconfidence can be devastating, both personally and professionally. Ray Dalio's 1982 crisis is a prime example, where his misplaced confidence resulted in substantial financial losses and damaged his reputation globally. Similarly, the collapse of Enron is another high-profile case, where executives' overconfidence in their financial maneuvers led to one of the largest corporate bankruptcies in history. Likewise, Lehman Brothers' downfall during the 2008 financial crisis was driven by the overconfident belief in the infallibility of their risk models and the perpetually rising housing market. In the corporate world, the dangers of overconfidence often manifest in poor strategic decisions. Executives who overestimate their strengths and underestimate competitors or market conditions may pursue overly ambitious expansion plans or risky investments or acquisitions. For instance, Nokia's decline in the smartphone market was partly due to the company's overconfidence in its market position and failure to recognize and adapt to rising competition. This misjudgment led to a significant loss of market share and to financial instability. Overconfidence isn't just limited to the financial or business world. In the realm of sports, such as the Olympics, the dangers of overconfidence can lead to underperformance and missed opportunities. Athletes who underestimate their competitors or overestimate their own abilities might neglect critical aspects of their training or preparation, resulting in disappointing performances. History is filled with examples of favored athletes losing to underdogs due to overconfidence. One notable example is the 2004 Athens Olympics, where a heavily favored U.S. men's basketball team filled with NBA stars lost to teams that they were expected to dominate, highlighting the universal impact of cognitive bias. Similarly, earlier this week, we saw American Cole Hawker shock the world by winning gold in the men's 1500 meters, beating race favorites Josh Kerr and Jacob Ingebrigtsen. Overconfidence also undermines effective risk management. Leaders who are overly confident may dismiss potential risks as unlikely or unmanageable, failing to put adequate safeguards in place. This can result in vulnerabilities that, when exposed, cause significant damage. For example, the overconfidence of BP executives in their safety measures and risk management practices contributed to the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. This disaster not only caused severe environmental damage, but also drastically damaged BP's global reputation and led to billions in fines and cleanup costs. Recognizing the signs of overconfidence and actively seeking out diverse perspectives can help mitigate its risks, encouraging a culture of humility where admitting mistakes is seen as a strength, and fostering continuous learning can help prevent the dangers of overconfidence. By doing so, individuals and organizations can make more informed and balanced decisions, ultimately leading to more sustainable success. So, let's now turn our attention back to Ray Dalio's story. Dalio's response to his failure in 1982 was nothing short of transformative. Instead of succumbing to defeat, he embarked on a profound journey of introspection and change. Acknowledging his mistakes publicly was a pivotal step in his personal and professional development. This act of humility allowed him to reevaluate his approach to decision-making and leadership, setting the stage for a remarkable turnaround. Central to Dalio's new approach was the concept of idea meritocracy. This concept involves creating a decision-making environment where the best ideas win, regardless of their source. Dalio began to actively seek out independent thinkers who could challenge his assumptions and provide diverse perspectives. The shift in mindset was crucial in revitalizing Bridgewater Associates. By creating an environment where dissenting opinions were valued and rigorously debated, Dalio ensured that decisions were based on well-rounded, thoroughly examined viewpoints. Dalio's willingness to learn from his failures and adapt his strategies underscores the importance of resilience and continuous learning in overcoming setbacks. He recognized that his overconfidence had led to his downfall, and that by embracing humility and critical thinking, he could make better, more informed decisions. This new approach not only helped Bridgewater recover from its financial crisis, but also laid the groundwork for its future success. To implement idea meritocracy effectively, Dalio introduced several key practices to Bridgewater. The first was radical transparency. Dalio promoted an open culture where employees were encouraged to speak their minds and share their honest opinions. Meetings were recorded and made available to everyone in the company, ensuring that decision-making processes were transparent and inclusive. Second, he implemented believability-weighted decision-making. Instead of a one-person, one-vote system, decisions at Bridgewater were weighted based on each person's track record and expertise. This ensured that the most credible and experienced voices had a significant influence on the final decisions. And third, he implemented regular feedback and reflection. Dalio instituted regular feedback sessions where employees could give and receive constructive criticism. This practice helped identify and address potential blind spots, fostering a culture of continuous improvement. Dalio's approach to learning from failure also involved a deep commitment to personal growth. He emphasized the importance of reflecting on one's mistakes and using them as opportunities for development. In his book, Principles, Life and Work, Dalio writes, "Pain plus reflection equals progress." This formula encapsulates his belief that setbacks and failures, when thoughtfully analyzed, can lead to profound personal and professional advancement. Dalio's journey demonstrates that embracing failure as a learning opportunity can lead to profound personal transformation. By acknowledging mistakes, seeking diverse perspectives, and fostering a culture of transparency and continuous improvement, individuals can turn setbacks into stepping stones for future success. Dalio's story is a powerful reminder that resilience, humility, and a commitment to learning are essential components of effective leadership and decision-making. In essence, Dalio's response to the 1982 crisis illustrates the critical importance of adaptability and growth. By transforming his approach and embracing the principles of idea meritocracy, he not only salvaged his career, but also rebuilt Bridgewater into a highly successful and innovative organization. His experience underscores that failure, when met with the right mindset, can be a catalyst for extraordinary growth and success. To avoid the pitfalls and dangers of overconfidence, it's essential to cultivate humility and an openness to criticism. These values enhance decision-making and overall effectiveness. Here's how you can apply humility and critical thinking into your life. Self-awareness is the first step in cultivating humility and honesty. You can improve your self-awareness by first doing a regular assessment. Take some time to regularly assess your strengths and weaknesses. Honestly, look at your skills, knowledge, and past decisions. Ask yourself critical questions about where you might have overestimated your abilities or made assumptions without doing the proper research. The second thing you can do is actively seek feedback from others, especially those who have different perspectives. Constructive criticism from friends, family members, mentors, or your colleagues can provide valuable insights and help you gain a more accurate self-perception. Next, you can do continuous improvement. Use the insights from the self-assessment and feedback to make targeted improvements. Identify areas where you need to develop new skills or gain more knowledge, and take proactive steps to address these gaps. The next thing we can learn from Ray Dalio's story is to encourage dissenting opinions, creating environments where people feel safe to voice disagreements and alternative viewpoints is crucial. Establish times or places where family or team members are encouraged to express their thoughts without fear or retribution. For example, have regular family meetings where everyone can speak freely. You can also actively seek feedback from a diverse group to challenge your assumptions. Diverse perspectives can reveal blind spots and provide new insights. The next thing that we can learn from Ray Dalio's story is the need to structure your decision-making, which helps ensure that all relevant factors are considered. Use frameworks like a SWOT analysis, which stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, to evaluate decisions from multiple angles. For example, before a major life decision, write down all the pros and cons so that you can see all perspectives. Next, develop and stick to decision-making protocols that require evidence and logical reasoning. Creating a checklist can help ensure that all critical factors are considered, reducing the risk of overconfident decisions. The next thing that we can learn from Ray Dalio's story is to prioritize continuous learning, which helps you stay informed about trends and best practices. Make it a habit of staying updated on the latest trends in your field or areas of interest. This could be through reading books, articles, listening to podcasts, or attending workshops and seminars. Adopt a mindset that learning is an ongoing process. Seek new knowledge through various means, such as online courses or professional development opportunities, and also use failure as learning opportunities. When things go wrong, analyze what happened and why. Understanding your mistakes helps prevent similar ones in the future. And the last thing that we can learn from Ray Dalio's story is to normalize admitting mistakes. Admitting being wrong can transform errors into valuable learning experiences. When mistakes occur, take time to understand what went wrong and how to avoid similar issues in the future. If you're in a leadership position, acknowledge your mistakes publicly. This sets a tone of humility and growth, demonstrating that everyone can learn and improve. By implementing these strategies, you can mitigate the dangers of overconfidence and foster a more resilient and adaptive mindset. Encouraging dissenting opinions, structured decision-making, continuous learning, and admitting mistakes can help to prevent the impacts of overconfidence. As Ray Dalio's experience shows, embracing humility and learning from failure can lead to extraordinary growth and resilience, benefiting you both professionally and personally. So I've covered a lot today. Let me summarize today's episode for you. Ray Dalio's journey from an overconfident young entrepreneur to a leader who values humility and collective decision-making is a powerful lesson for all of us. His story illustrates the dangers of overconfidence and the transformative power of learning from failure. By embracing humility and seeking diverse perspectives, Dalio not only salvaged his career, but also built one of the most successful companies in the world. The key takeaway from Dalio's experience is the importance of humility in decision-making. Recognizing our limitations and actively seeking input from others can significantly enhance our decision-making processes, as well as the outcomes that they produce. Dalio's principles of idea, meritocracy, and continuous learning serve as valuable guidelines for anyone looking to improve their leadership or decision-making skills. As you reflect on Dalio's story, think about how you can apply these lessons to your own life. Embrace self-awareness by regularly assessing your strengths and weaknesses. Create an environment that embraces dissenting opinions and structured decision-making. Commit to continuous learning, and don't be afraid to admit and learn from your mistakes. So my call to action for all of you is to begin today by evaluating your recent decisions. Identify instances where overconfidence may have influenced your choices, and consider how you can incorporate more humility and diverse perspectives into your decision-making processes. Encourage feedback from those around you and remain open to constructive criticism. By adopting these practices, you can improve your decision-making, build stronger relationships, and achieve more sustainable success. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you found today's episode useful, then please share it with others who might benefit from the insights that I shared today. I encourage you to take these lessons to heart and apply them in your daily life. If you have any thoughts or stories to share, please join the conversation on social media using the hashtags PassionStruck and Overconfidence. Videos are on YouTube at both our main channel at John R. Miles and our Clips channel, which are 2 to 8 minute long video segments from these full interviews. Please go subscribe for both and join over 250,000 other subscribers. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. Please consider supporting those who support the show. If you want to catch me on all the social platforms where I post daily, then follow me everywhere at John R. Miles. If you want to learn how to expand your courage muscles, then consider joining our Courage Challenge, and you can do so by signing up for our weekly newsletter, Live Intentionally, on PassionStruck.com. Are you curious to find out where you stand on the path to becoming PassionStruck? Then dive into our engaging PassionStruck quiz, which is based on the principles that I wrote about in my recent book, PassionStruck. It consists of just 20 questions and will take 10 minutes of your time. Take the quiz today. Before we wrap up, I'm excited to share a sneak peek of our next episode of the PassionStruck podcast. I'll be joined by Shalini Sharma, a leading math learning expert and CEO on a mission to prove that math is for everyone. Shalini's new book, Math Mind, The Simple Path to Loving Math debunks myths about math and highlights its beauty and creativity. Join us as we explore how learning math can enhance problem-solving skills, create career opportunities, and engage us fully in a digital world.
When children can't read, we get mad at the adults. And when children can't solve math problems, we don't get mad at the adults. We just absolve the children of building a math mind. And we think adults pushing on it are being mean to the kids, right? That's so weird. And I think we should have much higher expectations of the adults.
Remember that we rise by lifting others. So share the show with those that you love and care about. And if you found today's episode useful on the dangers of overconfidence, then please share it with those who could use the wisdom that I shared today. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. Until next time, go out there and become passion struck.